30 minutes.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria up to 30 tomorrow, Johannesburg 28, and eMalahleni reaching a high of 31. The South African Council of Churches has called on police to respect the dignity of illegal miners during their operations in Stilfontein in Northwest. Police maintain their anti-illicit mining operation at the disused gold mine is in line with their mandate to combat crime, and no miner has been blocked from exiting the shaft. The High Court in Pretoria has postponed a court application to end the standoff between miners and the police to Thursday amid claims of human rights violations.
We're not sending help to criminals. We're going to smoke them out. They will come out.
It's these words by the Minister in the Presidency, Khumbudzo Ntshavheni, that have lawyers for the Society for the Protection of Our Constitution hot under the collar.
To come down, make an about turn now and say, but we are giving them food. This is not what was the attitude of government. And they must take responsibility for what they've said.
In a statement on Tuesday, the Council of Churches said Ntshavheni's statement raised questions about the constitutionality of the operation and smacked of a disregard for human dignity. Meanwhile, police have confirmed that mine rescue experts have been roped in to help bring the miners to the surface. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
And the Gauteng Department of Education has called on vendors selling food at schools in the province to register their businesses within the 21 days period following an outbreak of suspected food poisoning affecting schools. Here's department spokesperson Steve Mabona.
Vendors operating on school premises are required to obtain a valid certificate of acceptability.
On World Toilet Day, Equal Education says it acknowledges government's progress in the eradication of pit latrines at schools. However, researcher Kimberly Kumalo says there's still more to be done.
We are still concerned with the number of schools that solely rely on plain pit toilets, but also schools that rely on plain pit toilets alongside appropriate forms of sanitation.
So in 2021, the High Court in Polokwane ordered Basic Education's department to eradicate pit toilets following the death of six-year-old school learner Michael Komape, who drowned in a pit latrine at his school in Chibeng, Limpopo in 2014.
We are appealing to the government to please also prioritize these schools.
Moving abroad, President Cyril Ramaphosa says the country will use its G20 presidency to act in solidarity with the countries that are facing hardship, including Gaza, the Middle East, Ukraine, Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
We must stand in solidarity with those countries that are most vulnerable to pandemics and other global public health emergencies.
South Africa has assumed the presidency of the G20 summit and will host it in 2025. Still at the summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused G20 leaders of failing to act after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree easing Moscow's rules for using nuclear weapons. The White House in America says Russia is spreading irresponsible rhetoric, and the EU is accusing Russia of irresponsible nuclear threats. I'm Marlene Fischer. For myself and the rest of the team, good night.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
It's been a long time since I've seen the colors of the sunrise baking at the dawn. It's been a long night on the road to nowhere, but you found me somewhere in the dark. You caught me in the moonlight, pulled me up from under. Now I'm left to wander, looking for your love, falling through the hours, stuck inside.